young man who will be working with us today and has worked with us for many years on the broadcast of the Detroit Lions in the National Football League. He also covers the play-by-play of the Michigan State Spartans, and it's a real pleasure to have him on the Mutual Network with us today from Detroit and WJR. Here is Bob Rinn.
Thank you very much, man. Good afternoon, everybody. This is a big day, of course, here in Pittsburgh. The Steelers fans have waited 40 long years for this one. And though the skies overhead are overcast, the lights have been on here at Three Rivers Stadium since early this morning. Nonetheless, for the Pittsburgh fans, of course, the sun is shining brightly. And no more brightly than for the man who sits to my immediate right in the booth next to us, Mr. Art Rooney, Sr., the venerable owner of the Pittsburgh Steelers, who for 40 years has been waiting for this moment. This crowd at Three Rivers Stadium, jam-packed in at 51,112, which is capacity, are expecting to watch a battle here today that will pit the defense of the Pittsburgh Steelers against the offense of the Oakland Raiders. The Oakland Raiders, veterans of these postseason affairs and the winningest team in professional football. And coming in here to Pittsburgh to get ready for this one today, the Oakland Raiders were seemingly, at least, as we watched them, at the hotel where they stayed, at the Hilton where we were as calm as the Pittsburgh Steelers in contrast were excited. That's understandable. It's Pittsburgh's first playoff ever. The Raiders are almost perennial, as we mentioned, in the postseason head knocking. We'll have more of our pregame activity in just a moment.
Coach Chuck Noll of the Steelers had these comments concerning Oakland. The Raiders run the ball very well. They have a strong offensive line and one strong running back in Marv Hubbard, and two guys that can break in on you in Charlie Smith and Clarence Davis. Added to that, they have the number one receiver in the conference in Fred Biletnikoff, and probably the best tight end in the league in Raymond Chester. All three of their receivers are capable of going all the way. Defensively, they're a solid unit. They have great pursuit and agility, and they can get to the quarterback. Noll still said he was confident his team would do well. It's going to be a tough game, make no mistake about it, he said, but it's been the nature of this team to come up with whatever they've had to do to win. I think we're objective, and I think we're ready. We've worked for this all season. This has been our objective, the playoffs. But we'll find out on Saturday. And so it goes, and kickoff just about 8 minutes from now. The Oakland Raiders and the Pittsburgh Steelers.
It's just a great pleasure today to talk to the owner of the Pittsburgh Steelers, a man who really is one of the founders of the National Football League, who waited 40 years to get a championship, Mr. Arthur Rooney. Mr. Rooney, I want to tell you, I know the fans all over the world are very happy for you because 40 years, that's a lot of frustration.
Well, it sure is, Van, but I'll tell you, there was a lot of frustrations and heartaches in it. There was a lot of joy in the people that you've met in this business, and some of them have become my closest and loyal friends, and that evened everything up.
Did you ever get to the point any time in those 40 years where you said, well, I'm just going to dump that franchise and forget football?
There was never any chance of, or that never entered my mind because this has been my life, and I think just the same as Hallett and the Maras and the Bitwells and all of the old people that have been in this all the time, I think they were in it because they loved it. It was part of their life more so than for the financial gain that it brought.
I understand, too, that on the return the other night after winning the championship that you were presented with the game ball. That had to be one of your biggest thrills.
Well, that was the finest tribute and the greatest gift that I have ever received. It was something that I never gave it a thought. It was a surprise to me, and of course, I think a lot of our ball players, and I never knew a ball player that ever played for me that I didn't like. It was something that I really appreciated, and I'll always appreciate it.
Now, would you say this is the best team that you've ever had in those 40 years?
Well, I don't know if it is the best team. One thing about it, I never had a better team than this team. I think that overall that this is the best team that I've ever had. I've had some ball clubs that maybe the first 22 ball players were as good as the 22 I have now. But we never had the bench that we have now.
Also, you've had some great coaches over the years, too, going back to Joe Bach and Kiesling, and a few of them. You had some great ones.
Oh, I think that we've had some of the top football coaches. Unfortunately, they didn't win. I think that Joe Bach was, that was the the biggest mistake I've ever made in this game, because I don't think we would have been made up to now had I kept Joe Buck in his first time he was here. He came here in 35, and if I would have kept instead of letting him go back to college, there's no doubt in my mind that he would have produced winners. And then Keith, and of course Dr. Sutherland and John Michael Olson and all of them, and one of the finest football coaches I think that's ever been in football was Buddy Parker. He had a mind, a football mind that was second to none. And I thought he was a great coach. Not only did I think that he was a great coach, but I think that he was a great man. I think he was a very honorable and truthful man. And he just came out with everything that he had to say. And I'm sorry that he didn't win for us, because I was close to him, and he was a friend of mine as a player. And it was unfortunate that that he didn't stay here.
He got you very close, too, one year, didn't he?
Well, indeed he did. He took us right to the end, and we played in New York, and, well, we just got beat, that's all.
Well, you've seen this game come from very humble beginnings, where you had to tell people where you were playing your games, but now you can't get a ticket to the ball game today, and it's just been a tremendous growth in the National Football League. And what do you envision now for the future of this league? How much bigger can it get?
Well, I don't know that it can get any bigger than it is now unless something else comes along, like paid television or something that would make it bigger, but it's just about as big as it can get, because everyone is selling out, and probably like in our case, we only hold 50,000, and the stadium, if it could be bigger, I think that it would be bigger here in Pittsburgh and a few other places, but I don't know how it can get bigger in some of the other spots like Kansas City or Cleveland or some of the places that have 75,000-80,000-seat stadiums.
You know, it's wonderful. You've got your family involved right in this football club. Your sons are doing an outstanding job. How much do you yourself now take part? I know you're at the office almost every day, aren't you?
Well, I'm at the office every day. I get here early and leave late at night. I only live 5 minutes walk from here. I may as well loaf down here and with the ground crew and with the guards and loaf in the house. But I... they've taken the play away from me. In fact, I get most of my information from the newspapers or on the radio and the television, and but I'm very active, and I try to be. Of course, they, like I say, they do an excellent job. They're dedicated.